love it, man. We started the vibes right every time. But welcome back to Can I Vibe With Y'all, where the vibes are immaculate every time we hop up in here. If it's your first time watching, you can follow your boy, Kaz, C-A-Z underscore zero. I'm going to pass it on over to you.
And it's your boy, Chris. You can follow me on IG. I'm at this 023.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we got some good vibes in the building today. Yes. Some great people. You're vibing off camera real quick. So I'm going to pass it on over and let you introduce yourselves.
My name is Casey Chops. You can find me on Instagram, Casey Chops, K-C-C-H-O-P-Z.
I am Rose. You can find me on Instagram at I am Allie Rose.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
You do have your own podcast, Miami on the Rock. So we're going to treat this a little bit like a collab.
Yeah, fellow podcasters, bro.
Absolutely. Yeah. Even though we're pretty deep into like our episodes, we're still trying to find, you know, local creators and things like that, because we haven't done many collabs. Mm-hmm. So even seeing you, you know, if you are in the South Florida area, bro, incredible DJ. Incredible.
I appreciate it, bro. And I've seen your guys' your reels and your content pop up on my feed multiple times, you know.
I appreciate that, because I had no clue.
Yeah.
I had no clue.
Yeah, no, you guys are moving. I get invited to a lot of podcasts, bro, but I checked your guys out. I'm like, yo, let me do this. Their podcast, because you know you guys are working, bro. You know, like,
appreciate
and you're
that.
Consistent. That, you know,
man. I kind of want to start with what you said before. With
I feel
Rihanna.
Like we had a podcast before the whole podcast, bro.
I walked in.
So, what is the most important thing a man in his 20s needs to focus on?
So, I think that going to the gym is a good stepping stone to train your brain to be resilient. You know,
just the gym. Go ahead.
Okay.
Just the gym. What if it? What
I think
if
they, that's the foundation.
What if they like to go to the gym? That's not like hard for them. Should they just try to do something else?
Of course. That's just like
you're just saying starting with the
foundation.
Gym.
Like if you got nothing going on, you have no vision. Like go to the gym. Like if there's someone who's got nothing going on in their life, a man, and I'm trying to help them, the first thing I'm going to tell them is go to the gym, get a gym routine that, and then build on top of that, and that'll help you.
Because you develop that routine.
You develop the resilience to do something you don't want to do.
So I had a part two of the question. So. For a woman, what do you think she needs to focus on in her 20s?
Learning to just love herself and being true to herself, because I feel like, especially in society today, we're just constantly in comparison with our friends, with, you know, society, social media, like, and just trying to be somebody you're not. And I feel like I'm in my 30s, I'm 33, and I feel like I finally found my power, because I just don't care what anybody thinks of me. I'm going to do me. And I feel like I look younger, I feel younger now, and I'm just way more advanced in everything that I'm doing because I'm true to myself. And for a while in my 20s, I worked nightlife, and I was like, you know, succumb to like a lot of, oh, I should look like this, or I should look like that, or I should be thick, or I should do this, da 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 da. And it takes so much away from your natural beauty and who you are as a woman and your aura and your persona when you're just comparing yourself. And I feel like we all do that so much when we're younger. And as you get older, I think that's the appeal of older women, is that you don't care anymore. Like, it's too draining to care what anybody else thinks of you. So just learning to love yourself from a young age, you would just be way more advanced once you get older, I feel like.
So you think you could gain that without the experience?
Yes.
Okay.
Just to literally just love yourself. Love yourself. Sit with yourself and love yourself. Stop worrying about friends. Stop worrying about going out. Just sit with yourself and love yourself.
Love your imperfections.
You said you got to be alone.
Yeah.
You used to be alone.
No, it's true. You have to be alone. And I feel like, again, when you're younger, you think you have to go out with your friends all the time. And like, you know, you always have to be there for your friends. And I feel like, no, like you have to be there for you.
People are afraid to be by themselves, bro. In prison, they call that solitary confinement. That's how they punish people. People can't even be by themselves. They go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to get to a point where if someone tells you solitary confinement, sit in a bathroom for 3 days, you'll be good. You know what I mean? Like, for real. So I agree with 100% what you said.
Absolutely. And you said you're in your 30s. So, you know, you're talking about social media and whatnot. How would you say social media how is it different for a woman in her 30s? Because it kind of came into the picture more. You know, you see like late teens, 20-year-olds more active on it. But a woman in her 30s, you know, she kind of has to, I don't know, maybe compete with younger girls or post more, do different things. Like, how is it different for you?
Honestly, I use it better now in my 30s because I'm actually monetizing everything. I'm like, if I'm going to be on social media and I'm going to be promoting myself, I'm going to be making money from everything that I do. Like my posts, you know, I have contracts with clothing brands and boutiques and stuff like that. So every post, people are like, why are you posting? Oh, you post a lot. I'm getting paid, baby. Like I don't post for free. You know what I mean? And I don't even have like, I mean, I don't have like a crazy huge following. I have a, you know, I have a decent amount, but it's not even that crazy, but you can monetize off of it. Like I get approached with business offers. And I've just learned how to become a better businesswoman through it. But that's off of me growing up and being like, everything that I do has to have a purpose. And so there's just people who are just using it and they're using it for, you know, funny and this, this and that. And that's okay too. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm going to send you a funny meme if I, you know, we're friends. Everything should have a purpose. And I feel like people are just using social media for the attention and this and validation when actuality it's marketing and people who are on top and running social media are making their money off of you succumbing to it. So it's just like, I want to be up those, one of those people making money off of social media, not just having social media to have it. So.
Okay. Business mind. I like that.
Yeah, it's real.
So this is a, what you doing in this situation? Let's say it's your... Let's say it's your second date with a guy or a girl, and someone approaches you and said, y'all are a beautiful couple. How are you responding to that?
You said second date?
Let's say second date.
I would, what I would say is I would say thank you, and I would say the situation definitely has potential. Thank you. I would say that. I wouldn't claim it, but I wouldn't not claim it. I would kind of leave it ambiguous for her to interpret how I feel about it.
Okay. What you gonna
say? I would just be like thank you. Like I'm not an over explainer. Like I don't feel like anybody needs to know what's going on with this.
But if it's the second date and they say you're a beautiful couple?
Yeah, I'm gonna be like thank you.
Yeah, I'm just saying thank you.
Yeah, thank maybe you I'll to say them. Yeah, but like I'm just gonna go back like
All right, so part two.
You're
of the question.
Saying like, oh, how does it affect the person I'm with?
No, I'm just saying how you would respond to it.
Oh, I just be like, thank you.
Okay, so part two, They say, how long y'all been together?
So I'm saying 3 days, bro. This is brand new. I'm telling the truth.
Yeah, I'm telling the truth.
How would you react?
Yeah, very.
I'm asking this question because it happened.
Yeah.
Pretty recently. Okay, so how did you
handle
it?
So what happened?
It was kind of awkward, I'm not going to lie. Because the way the guy was very enthusiastic about it, because I guess we look good together. And he was like, y'all look so good together. Like, how long you been together? Like, you guys look like you're having such a good day. You just kept going in. Mm-hmm. All I could say was, you know, thank you. But you can kind of, I can kind of see her face a little bit where it's kind of that pressure, like, what you going to say?
Yeah.
What about you? What you saying?
No, I'm going to just say thank you and try to move on.
Brush it off. Yeah.
I wouldn't even give him a second to say something
else. Oh, I didn't even say anything yet. He just went in.
I would have said thank you and kept it moving.
I think any of us are going to have to like take a second to pause. Yeah. It's going to be a little awkward regardless because you're not ready for that and you're going to like think about what you're going to do.
And we were sitting down eating, so I can't even go now.
Then
he leaves. We got to go back to the table.
I'll give you a scenario and you tell me what you guys think. Okay. So there's a guy, he's dating two girls, Amanda and Brenda.
Why you gotta give them names?
I'm just for the sake of the example. Right? He told Amanda that she's the only one, but told Brenda that there's Amanda. Who does he love more?
Hold on, let me put some thought into this.
He's dating Amanda and Brenda. He told Amanda that she's the only one, but told Brenda that there's Amanda. Who does he love more?
Oh, Amanda.
I was going to say Amanda.
Yeah, Amanda.
The one he told that she's the only one.
Yeah.
He's lying to her.
But then if you would say Brenda, he's telling her the truth. Like he's being truthful with Brenda. Like, hey, there's Amanda. So he's telling her the truth.
Can I ask this? For a man. but for a man, like, what do you consider more? Like love or respect? Because I feel like you respect the other one more for telling her the truth. But then you... Is respect and love like on the same platform?
I think it's equal. One, I'm protecting, right? Because in different cultures, lying, deception is different. Like if I'm lying to protect you, that's not considered lying. Mm-hmm. So like this girl I'm protecting, right? My goal is to protect you. So I'm protecting her emotions. But then this girl I'm telling the truth to. So I'm being deceptive with this one, but protecting this one. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it makes it tricky.
I feel like with Brenda, I'm kind of like indirectly telling her, like, play your role.
Yeah, that's someone else. That's something you would tell a side chick, like, yo, I got a main. Yeah,
Brenda the side chick.
There is another girl. Like,
well, I'm not saying there's a main. I'm just Brenda. He's just saying, he's I'm dating two girls. I'm dating you. And just so you know, I'm dating Amanda, too. I just want to let you know.
Well, but I think Amanda is number one because you're trying to sell her that dream of being like the one.
Only one.
Mm-hmm. Brenda, you're like, yeah, there's another person. You're not winning.
So which one does he love more? He loves the one he's selling the dream to more? Not the one he's being honest with.
If I was in that position, I would love Amanda more. I would lie to her and be like, we going to be forever. Mm-hmm. Because I'm trying to be forever with you and Brenda, like, no.
I feel like I'm kind of really telling Brenda, like, I'm going to tell you this information and you can do what you want with that.
Don't screw up my situation with Amanda.
Got
but,
you.
But if I'm telling, if you tell any girl, you're the only one putting yourself.
Whenever I've talked to multiple girls at once, I never, like, put one ahead of the other. Yeah. It's always like I'm telling them the same things. You know, like I'm not, and I'm being honest, like, you know, I'm single, I'm dating, but it's not like I've never had my experience. I've never had like a side chick. I've never had a main and a side. You know what I'm saying? It's always been like, if I'm dating multiple women, it's always been equal. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, and I just say I'm single and I don't say anything about the other person, but.
Yeah, I wouldn't even mention the other person, but you know, if we are in that case of Brenda, the side chick.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I asked it. It's a tough question because he's protecting one, but then being truthful to the other one. So
I feel like Brenda, she got that good. So he trying to be like, yo, I like you here, but I got something for real on the side. Yeah, so you got to play your role. Yeah, facts.
I don't know. I mean, this,
like, do you want to be lied to or do you want to be told the truth?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I take respect and honesty more personally. Like, if I find out that you lied to me, I feel like you questioned my intelligence and my.
You can't respect them now because.
No, you didn't respect me enough to say that maybe I could handle it. Like, you thought maybe I couldn't handle it. Like, how do you know? You don't know. Mm-hmm. You assumed that I wouldn't be able to handle something or I'd have an emotional reaction. And I don't like when people assume things of me. Mm-hmm. I'm a very, very open-minded person when it comes to things. I actually believe in polygamy and stuff like that, like, to a certain extent. So it's just like, I value honesty. I think that a person who is completely 100% honest with me, like, I can vibe with them forever.
Now that you say that, I agree with you now because I think respect is more important than love. A woman could like you, a woman could love you, but she has to respect you. Mm-hmm. A woman could be with you that she don't even like you, she don't even love you, but if she respects you, she'll be with you. And once you lie, once you start being deceptive, she can't respect you and it's over, you know?
Exactly.
So I think now that you say that, I would prioritize the truth. I always do that anyway. I tell people all the time the Kanye line, deception is the only felony. Like, I would rather tell you an uncomfortable truth than a comforting lie. Like,
even for me, because if I feel like you're lying to me, like, I'm going to play with you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? I really, like, no, for real, I'm going to play. Like, I'm not going to take you seriously. Like, I'll treat you as you treated me. Like, and I usually can tell if somebody's lying. Like, it's very, very obvious. Like, people tell on themselves all the time. But if you're 100, like, I tend to have better friendships with people who are just, like, straightforward with me.
Bro, I think it goes back to, like, I don't think men, especially now with social media, like, I think social media brought out, like, our animalistic tendencies, like, how we are evolutionarily, and men are, so a man's natural evolutional imperative is to be with as many women as possible. Mm-hmm. A female's evolutionary imperative is to find the most popping, successful man and lock him down. So now with social media, it made us more animalistic to the point where we could do our imperatives easy. A woman could find the most top guy now on social media and leave her man for the top guy. And a guy can easily be with a bunch of different girls now. It made us more animalistic, you know? So it's going to be tough now. It's going to be tough for a female to stay with a man that is not constantly growing and trying to become the top guy. And it's going to be hard for a man to stay with one female, you know? If it's just not realistic, a man who's a go-getter is not, he's going to get that girls too. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not going to be a go-getter in every single realm. And then when it comes to women, he's just going to be cool with just one woman. You know what I mean? Like, that's what comes with a man. I don't want to say the word alpha because that's getting played out. You know what I'm saying? But like, that's where it comes with a man who's a go-getter. You know what I'm saying? It comes with that.
Yeah.
So I think relationships are over, bro. Like oh, yeah. Traditional, like how we, what,
mm-hmm. With our parents, how our parents.
Thank God.
Yeah. But then,
why would I want to do everything? I'm sorry. I just, traditional relationships are a wash.
Yeah, but the thing is, for me, is like, I like.
You want to do everything?
What do you mean?
Like, literally do everything. She just sits there and looks pretty.
No, no, no. I want her to take care of my kids, bro. I mean, I'm trying to have a family.
Traditional is like, if we're getting like real traditional, that's, at least she's like cooking, cleaning, taking care of the kid, yada, yada, yada. That's the whole traditional.
Most women don't even want to do that nowadays.
Nowadays. But that's how it was traditionally.
Yeah.
Rose, let me ask you, because I saw you shaking your head. How hard do you think it is as a woman to, like he was saying, find that man who's on the path, on the come up, or at least like got something in place for him?
In today's time, really hard. I just feel like there's so many men who are insecure, probably 16 and older, have had their heart devastatingly broken, and they never let shit go. They never let it go. Like, that's and me. They're just.
Well, that's definitely me, bro.
High school sweetheart?
Huh?
High school
yep,
sweetheart?
Yep.
Yep.
They just don't know we'll how to let it go, and they're just insecure. So it's like, for me, it's always been like kind of like I make people insecure because I'm so cool with myself. Like I came to terms with everything that I've been through and everything that I've done. And, you know, I've lived a crazy ass lifestyle, but I'm good with it and I'm good. I hold my own weight. And I guess when I'm in a dating stage right now, for me personally, I tend to, unless we're like official, I'm not going to play the girlfriend role.
Elaborate.
Yeah, but how do you get the role if you don't audition for it?
Yeah.
Okay, because
that's a good ass question.
Yeah, like
I knew he was gonna come at me for it. I know he was gonna come at me.
Test out the product before you buy it.
But I'm not gonna sit here and pin my hopes on somebody who's not being 100%
consistent.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
So if you tell you Amanda in the picture, you're not sticking with it.
I mean, it depends about, I guess it depends on the foundation that you build with them or something. Like, the vibes. I think that we don't, I don't know. I think people just want to conquer and instead of actually finding, like, love and a true connection.
That's real. That's
I feel like people are very selfish.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
What can that person do for them? What can I get out of you?
Because we're telling people to live their best life. Mm-hmm. We're not telling people to do something that doesn't feel, everyone just chase whatever feels good. If it feels good to get this new chick and lie to this girl, then do it. Whatever.
It's easy to get the next best thing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But isn't that natural to look out for things that benefit you? Why would you do something that doesn't benefit you?
Well, that's the problem. Everybody's trying to benefit each
other. Well, does sleeping with that next girl benefit you? It feels good, but does it benefit you?
I mean, it all depends on what your goal is. If you're just trying to get as many bodies, then yeah.
Right. But but yeah.
If you're in a... Let's say you're married.
Like it's old. I'm over that.
Yeah.
I'm over that.
Let's say you're married. That don't really benefit you because you know.
You never know.
You toxic. Hey,
wait, you toxic. Wait, nah, hear me out. Like things might be getting stale, you know.
No, I'm talking about
that's real what he's saying. A lot of times a man, all he needs is to just go to Colombia for a weekend and come back and he'll love his woman better. That's real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I need a
month.
Bros.
I lived there for 2 months, 3 months.
How was it?
I got two families over there, dog.
I gotta go.
My kids playing soccer barefoot in the street. I gotta go bring them shoes.
Okay.
I'm joking. But I think men are not meant to be monogamous, bro. I think it's literally all my friends that are in that one-on-one relationship, marriage, they're aging.
Bingo.
They look bad. They look, you know, there's no lust for life anymore. They're just complacent, you know? Like, I think women, the best thing you could do is tell your man, go to Colombia for a weekend. Don't tell me about it. And when he comes back, he's going to treat you different. Mm. But women can't even fathom that, bro. So I'm not even going to get into
that. Selfish.
I beg to differ. I actually believe that.
Oh, you do?
See, but the problem is you can't stay in Colombia. You're going to stay in Colombia.
You can't bring kids back. You can't. There's got to be rules, right? You can't bring no diseases or kids or do no stupid. You know what I mean? Like come back and he'll come back recharged, ready to love you on a whole different level. But people can't even have that conversation now, bro. You know that's why men gotta just continue to lie and be deceptive. If we could just be real about it, put on the table, society would be a better place. Mm-hmm. But women don't want to accept that truth. Oh, but I can do it then. If you could do it, I can. Yeah. You don't want to do that, Ma. You're lying to yourself. You don't want to do that. But But yeah, so now we just lie and we're deceptive because we can't acknowledge that truth. So relationships are always going
to
be.
I agree. And so, that's it's kind of hard to reverse that. So now we've already gone down that rabbit hole. Like, you know, we kind of stuck in it.
But monogamy is a Western ideology. Like if you go back in history, polygamy, a man with multiple wives is a thing in like the Middle East and Africa. Like that's normal.
Every man, no matter what class he's in, a regular dude has multiple wives.
As, he has to be a provider. But he has to be a provider.
Monogamy is good for the average person because it keeps the average person dating the average person. We have society tied together. Mm-hmm. But without monogamy, like I said before, most women are going to go to the top percent of men, leaving the average man lonely and broke with no women. And where society is creating too many lonely, broke men. These are the most dangerous men on the face of the planet. A man who doesn't have any women and is broke. We're creating too many of them, you know? So without monogamy, that's what that does. Most women are going to get 80% of the women are going to get 20% of the guys. Mm-hmm. That's just, if you leave it to our animalistic evolutionary, just, if you just let it go, that's what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Explain why you said they're the most dangerous.
Bro, those are the guys in the gym, like, you know, staring at women, grabbing women in the club. Those are the guys, the sexually frustrated men. Those are the most dangerous men on the planet. And when women say they don't need men, you do need men to protect you from men like that. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why women need men. Because where this society is going to get worse in that sense, to where there's going to be a lot more lonely guys ready to just have nothing to lose and they're just going to wild out.
I'm going to start with this because you just mentioned someone actually sent in a question today. It's how do you start a conversation with a girl you matched on a dating app?
I mean, I would tailor it to her, whatever her profile is. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever.
What you got to say?
No, go ahead.
Like, whatever her interest, you know what I mean? Like, if she's in a freaking, I don't know, I'm just trying to think, like, I don't know if she likes.
Can you speak on that?
You do the dating apps?
I've never had a dating app in my
life. I'm not into dating apps, so. I've used it before, but I was the same way. If she had something in her profile that stood out, I would. Message her about that.
I did actually meet somebody off of social media last year, but he got me with a question because I'm Guyanese and we have this argument where it's like chicken curry or curry chicken. How do you say it? And he came and I don't know, he just caught me at the right time and I just felt like arguing. Mm-hmm. And
go for him.
He got you. And he said something because I guess he realized that was Guyanese and from my profile. And then he just said something about curry chicken and I spazzed and I was just like, you know what? Guyanese people make curry. And like, I just went in and I actually vibed off of that. It did. He got my attention like because he triggered an emotional response, but like in a good way, like in a competitive argument.
Provocative way.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I was about to say, y'all seem to like that.
Yeah. You can't be too nice. That's the thing. Because like you as a man, I feel like you have to earn. She has to earn because everyone's nice. You know, like you got to earn being. You know what I mean? You can't just come into it nice because everyone's nice to her. You know
you're
what I'm
like,
saying?
Like, hey, beautiful, how's your day?
Yeah. So yeah, it's not. You're not sticking
you're
out.
Instantly like, turned off.
Yeah. It's got to be, love is war, bro. You got to start being, you got to be provocative. You got to have something that you can go back again. You know, you can't just say I'm nice because now she won.
Yeah.
Now she knows that she's the.
She good.
You're throwing the white flag already. You know, like
it's kind of weird how that is because, like, I grew up being taught to be a gentleman. As being gentleman is like being nice, things like that. So it wasn't really till probably till like I got to college where I'm like you said, you know, throwing little provocative remarks here and there, you know, test her a little bit, things like that.
My parents have been together for 30 years and watching them, I notice how they've been together and kept it interesting for so long because they're very like provocative with each other. Like teasy, provocative, slick. You gotta have a slick ass. That's why I need a girl with a slick ass mouth, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like I can't, I need a witty girl to where I say something and she could say something slick back because foreplay is throughout the whole day. So then all that is part of that. That shit is part of sex. Mm-hmm. The sex is better. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
It is.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Foreplay is throughout the whole day from when you wake up to when you're in the bed at night. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be provocative and create that sexual tension because that's how you, you know what I mean?
All right,
like,
let me ask, are you Cuban?
No, everyone thinks that.
I was about to say.
But I speak Spanish and I'm from Miami, so I have like an accent that people think, but yeah.
How would you respond?
To what?
To a Tinder match.
Like,
how would you start the conversation?
To be honest, I haven't been on a dating app in like 6 years. Last time, actually, no, probably like
he
five.
Got it like that in real life.
No,
that's what that means.
I mean, I'll do. Yeah, I'm on it like once a month.
I like to meet people in person. I like to have, you know, conversation in person. But I would say, at least to this guy, like, be very creative. In your case, your Guyanese, he gonna attack you with the chicken curry or curry chicken.
Right.
You know, if a girl got poetry in her bio,
write her a little slick ass poem. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like Red Robins, or you like Blue Jays? What's your thing? Like, I don't know. I'm just gonna say something to spark a conversation. Yeah. But when it comes to dating apps, she already got hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of guys blowing her up. So I ain't gonna hit her with the "Hey, beautiful."
Bro, it's a waste.
I never had good luck on it. So what I do is I get
my Instagram off. I hear talk a little bit, take it to Instagram. That way she can see I'm lit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather go straight to the Instagram. Like,
oh my God, I've had so many girls like judge my whole life based off of Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram is important, bro. Like, as it's a man, crazy, if you want to, because that's how women judge, bro. That if you're, and the problem too is men could fake it. And that's the problem with women is they can't.
I mean, everybody posts their highlights.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Do you think that's a red flag? That a woman bases, like she judges you off your Instagram?
I can't say I'm a fan of it.
Like, it's a social media.
To be honest. Like, I mean, now it's different since we host a podcast. Mm-hmm. They see a more authentic side of us.
You guys have probably gotten more women based off like your podcast, right? People see your podcast and I've had women throw themselves at me just because they like how I talk and my perspective on my podcast.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with that, cuz that's who you are.
Yeah.
That's the best I think that's the best thing you could do as a man to get women is speak your thoughts online and let them see who you are instead of just showing an aesthetic, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Cuz I mean, that's the whole thing. A lot of women go on dates with these guys who, you know, the profile looks a certain way and then they go on a date and the guy's like trash.
And women too, right? Women, I've been on beautiful women that just, it's like talking to a rock.
Yeah. That's my biggest thing. I like to have you could be beautiful, but I like to have a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't trying to have you, you know, we had dinner, you sitting there just on your phone.
Like, that's why my first dates are typically very like, we got to have good conversation in a blank wall with nothing and entertain ourselves. Then we could throw on Komodo and nice day.
I'm not going to dinner.
Yeah, we have to bond in a blank room first. Before a lot of men, they try to throw on the glitter before to impress the girl, before even being a... But I've been in dinners where I'm sitting next to a table of two people that don't even talk to each other, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they're not even talking. It's crazy. And the dude I know is about to spend $300 on the bill. Like,
we watch it all the time.
Didn't you take a girl out on a date and you said next to you there was two guys and two girls? And they weren't even talking. Like, the two dudes were talking to each other, and the two girls were just sitting there, like, playing with their thumbs. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I went on a date, and me and the girl I was with, we were having a good-ass time. It was a great date. It wasn't our first, but, you know, we were having a good time. We looked like we're engaging, having a great time. And I could just see the two girls at the other table just keep looking over at us, and just they just looked so disgusted with the guys they were with. They did not look like they're having a good time at all. And I could just tell, like...
Most guys are like that.
Those guys dropped the bag on them. They're sitting right next to us. I see it. I'm like, damn.
Most guys are like that, bro. No people skills, no personality. Like, and a lot of women say that. Like, I don't want a bland-ass dude. Like, it's just...
What's your ideal first date? What would you want a man to do to really, like, wow you that first time?
It's got to be a connection. Like, So, my dad was a firefighter. And he literally used to pick on me and like pull pranks on me like all day long. And I got in my teenage years and he was trying to play with me and, you know, I was PMSing or whatever. And I was just like, ugh. And then he turned and he looked at me and I'm his princess. So he doesn't talk to me like that. But he turned and he looked at me. He was like, if you don't get a sense of humor, you can get the F out of my house. And ever since then, everybody asks me, why are you always laughing? Because I just learned to laugh at life. And that's one thing for me. I can say I was in a 5-year relationship with a guy who was just funny as hell. And I feel like that's what, like, I had liked his friend at first. Like, we were all going out, like, we were all vibing. It was a friend group. And I was attracted to his friend. But we went out one night and this guy he had his eyes on me or whatever. And he just started crying. Like, I was dying laughing. And ever since then, my attention, my full focus was just on this guy. And we just started dating together for 5 years. We lived together, everything. Like, you know, we were just really young and that's why it didn't really work out. But I was ready to marry him. Like, he was amazing. And it was just that we always had that back and forth. We didn't really have like an official first date. We were just hanging out. And, like, we would do simple things. Like, he you know, he used to play ball, but he wasn't like wealthy, like, or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, he did well for himself, but whatever. And we would just go on dates and we would just like sit in the car and play music and just crack up. And I swear to God, like I miss it. Like I miss those days with him. Like I miss him sometimes because we'd watch these crazy shows and we'd have like all these inside jokes. And I was like, he was one of my best friends. And that's what
What happened?
We were just really young.
Oh, okay.
And yeah.
Just weren't ready?
Yeah. When I met him, he wasn't ready. And then we went through a bunch of stuff together, like craziness. Like, again, we lived together and it was just, you know, we went through a roller coaster of things. And then by the time he was ready to love me the way I wanted to be loved, I was drained. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't do it anymore. And I kind of, just died out.
That's real though.
That is.
Yeah.
Casey, I got to ask you, because you were talking about the high school sweetheart. if you're willing to talk about it.
Yeah, nah, bro. I mean, that was my relationship from when I was 18 to 22. After high school, she went to UCF in Orlando. I was down here working, and I had a friend hit me up one time talking about, yo, your girl is at the club with another guy. And I'm here DJing in the Hard Rock.
Sheesh.
And at 2 in the morning, and then he tells me, yo, she left with him. So I leave, and I'm lit DJing in the Hard Rock at 2 in the morning. I put some random guy to DJ, and I left at 2 in the morning, drove to Orlando. 4 hours with tears, 100 miles an hour with tears in my eyes.
You was in love.
Yeah, that was my first love. I got to the crib, and she was upstairs with him in her crib. I'm throwing rocks at the window. Doom, doom, come out. I know you're up there. Like,
ew.
Yeah, bro.
What made you drive and not just blow up her phone? Like, yo, if she don't answer, she doing something. Why drive?
Bro, that was my first love, bro. That was from 18 to 22, bro.
And how far was that drive?
Bro, 4 hours.
So 4 hours,
yeah. Yeah, so what I had to do was hook up with the girl she hated.
Revenge is the best.
Yeah.
It is. I don't care how old I get.
You guys are psychotic.
Yeah, violence is not my my go-to. I'm more to the like the type to like...
I'm going to sound like a therapist, but how did it feel?
For real. Bro, this really was so good. Long ago, bro. But yeah. Yeah, bro.
Damn.
Would you do it again?
What?
Like, would you get revenge again?
No. But see, this is the problem, bro, is that I don't think I would love...
Like at this age right now,
I could have love for a woman, but I don't think I could love a woman like that.
That's the problem with you people.
But I don't think men are supposed to love a woman like that.
Yeah, that's driving.
You're supposed to have love for women, but I don't think you're supposed to love the same way a woman loves a man. Like, I don't think you're supposed to.
I don't think you're supposed to let her have that much control over your emotions.
That's what I'm saying.
You can still love a woman,
right? But you can't open up to the point to where she can control you, bro. Because then you're gonna do
outlandish.
Men do stupid things when they're in love.
Yeah. Wait. Now, I don't think women should also do that either. I don't think they should give a man enough power to like have control over her emotions.
But they can't help that. They're women. They're gonna if you give her the right vitamin D, she's gonna no matter what you do, like she's gonna open
you
up
agree
to
with
you like
that?
For a woman that doesn't like love herself enough, yes, I've seen it happen.
Okay.
I've seen it happen.
She's taking that drive.
Yeah. I have friends who like, you know, they get into a bad relationship and like you see clearly like this guy is not respecting you, taking care of you, anything. And they want to kill themselves.
Because what happens, bro, is when a man is in love, you as a man, you cannot tolerate disrespect. If you tolerate disrespect, it's over. Like I said before, a woman could like you, but she's got to respect you. And when you're in love like that, then men are more susceptible to tolerate disrespect. And now the relationship is over before it's over. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And men find ways to, oh, she just did it one time. Nah, bro, you were supposed to cut it off that one time. You
one
let it slide. You now because you're in love, you're letting her take advantage of you and you can't maintain your frame as a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, so love your girl, but make sure and have love for her. You know what I'm saying? But don't emotionally be delusional. You know what I'm saying? With what the situation is in front of you. You know what I'm saying? Your girl's posting crazy shit online and you're, bro, that's disrespectful, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed, no, but it was just there. We've done it. Our boys have done it. They make excuses. Bro, it's just one time. She did, and they find every excuse under the world to excuse her disrespectful behavior. You know what I'm saying? And she knows what she's doing is wrong.
Blind in love.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw myself in the hot seat because I kind of had a similar situation. I didn't drive 4 hours in the middle of the night, but I had my high school sweetheart too, and she didn't really do nothing disrespectful. But I could looking back on it, I see how much I went out the way because it was a long distance type thing. We dated down here, and then she ended up moving to Colorado. And I found myself, I was taking trips to Colorado. Because I played football in high school. I was considering going to college out there to play football. Like, I didn't even know nothing about the school. But looking back, like, I was really, you know, it would have been a good opportunity to go to college, whatnot. But I was going more so to be with her than I was to actually, you know, attend college out there. So between, like, my junior year of high school, junior and senior year of high school, I went out there, like, 3 times. Taking trips, going out the way and everything. And looking back, I'm like, damn, bro. Like,
but did she break? I think getting your heart broken is so important for a man. You have to get your heart broken that first time because it teaches you to, like, shit. Yeah. But that changed you, right? That
yeah, it was like,
cause you can't,
how do I explain it?
What did you learn from that?
I learned I can't
simple
let myself go that much.
Okay.
Like, I could love a woman again for sure, but I can't, like, let everything go and drop everything I'm doing. Like, I still got to prioritize myself.
Yeah.
You know, so, and that was, like, right before getting into college.
The worst thing a man can do.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing anybody can do.
Absolutely.
Even for women, because even like, for example, like, if I'm your wife at home, if I let myself go mentally, spiritually, I'm not going to be, a good enough woman for you. Like, people, and that's, I think that's where people mess up is, I see it a lot even in girls, is they get into a relationship and they turn into a bad friend and they stop doing the things for themselves and they stop nourishing their own selves.
But I think a woman should always put her family first, no matter what. But I think a man has to put his family second and his career first.
No. But I'm saying if a woman is not okay, she doesn't prioritize her mental, physical health. Mm-hmm. She cannot be there for her children or her man.
Oh, I agree with that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, we as people need to love and cherish ourselves.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of people don't do that anymore. Because just imagine a woman who's going through postpartum. If she doesn't take care of her mental and her physical and during that time, she's never going to come back from that. And then the home's messed up. Your marriage is messed up. Your kids are messed up. She's not a good mom to them. Mm-hmm. You have to, like, at the end of the day, to be in a successful relationship, you have to prioritize yourself.
Pour your cup first so you can pour other people's cup.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Should I hit that?
Look at the sound effect.
I got it. I feel like a DJ.
I mean, what's the difference between a man leading and being controlling?
Mm.
Damn, that's a good question.
That's a really good question.
Damn.
A man leading doesn't have to.
Like, if you're going to go out with your girls and I tell you, and they're all single, but how about this? You're going to go to the club with all your single homegirls and I tell you, I don't want you to go. Am I being controlling or am I being
a leader
responsible for what I'm responsible for, yeah.
That's where respect comes in. Because if I respect you enough for you to say, hey, I don't like that club, da-da-da, or, like, you know, there's this homegirl, like, I see the way that she acts. And that it just goes towards respect. So, like, a controlling man will not really fully have the respect from a woman. Because a controlling man is actually covering up for some insecurities that he has. But a real man who doesn't have insecurities and he genuinely wants to protect his girl, I think if my guy said, hey, you know, I don't like that area, da da da, I don't think you should go, I'm going to take that into consideration and be like, yo, my man really doesn't want me to go to that area. Maybe if it's the club area that's a problem, I'll ask my girls, hey, can we go somewhere else? Or if it's a homegirl that you don't like, then I'd have to take that into consideration. Maybe you don't like her for a reason. Maybe she even tried something with you. Like, I have to, and you don't want to tell me because you're trying to protect me. Like, I have to take all of that into consideration and look at the bigger picture. But if I respect you and you tell me to do something, I'm going to do it. If right. I don't respect you and I feel like you're just being like insecure.
Like you haven't earned it. Like if the man yeah. hasn't earned it and he's no, trying to control you, then he's just being controlling. But he has to earn
right.
with actions right. that right. that he can control you, I guess, mm-hmm. in a positive way.
Yeah. Because I don't know how to explain it, but there are men who are just manly. Like you see the way they do business. You see the way that they are, the way that they're out with you. They open your doors for you. They make sure that you're walking in front of them. Like, it's just those little things, you know, like walking on the side of the street, the sidewalk, the woman's walking on the inside. It's those little things.
What's an example of a man that's controlling though? Like, what's the difference? You know what I'm saying? Like, what would be an example of a man who's controlling in a good way and a man who's like, I guess, toxic masculinity controlling?
I think controlling kind of comes from like, I think the word controlling, if you're being controlling, it kind of comes from insecurity. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. It's usually covering up for an insecurity, like a man who's going to be like, oh, don't go to that restaurant because that owner's constantly hitting on you or something like that. Like that's his, like
what if
his reasons and his intentions will be different.
What if it's like something like, I don't like the outfit you're wearing, go change.
Depends on the outfit.
Depends on the outfit. I'm a model, so I don't know. Like that's always been like a blurred line for me because mm-hmm. I tend to wear clothes, you know.
Provocative.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it depends. Like,
I'm a bikini model.
If you're wearing like a fishnet thing where your nipples are out and you're going out with your girls, then I'm going to feel like you don't really respect me. But, mm-hmm. you know, if it's just something where, like, say you got some big titties, you're just showing a little cleavage, I'm not going to be like, you know, go change. That's just how you look.
Right.
So I feel like it kind of depends where it's coming from. But I feel like you, as a man, you have to kind of tell, like you were saying before, is she disrespecting me or is she just being free? Is she being herself? And if she being free, being herself, I don't got a problem with that. Mm-hmm. But if you kind of cross that line of respect where you want to go out and if you're going out,
like, are you like, trying to get attention?
Are you
from
trying
other
to get
men
attention? Exactly.
While you're with me, while exactly. we're in a relationship, that's disrespectful.
That's when I would have a problem with it.
Right.
I don't think that falls on you being disrespected. I think that's just a trash woman that you got with.
Well, then
she's fiending for attention.
But then
that's,
it goes back
falls,
to the whole,
that falls on her. That doesn't fall onto you
but,
being.
But then, like, but then she looks at it as you being insecure.
But
so
if
then,
you met no, her she, that way,
a lot of women would say, "Why are you being insecure?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not.
But
for
me,
that.
I'm that's territorial. I'm that's disrespectful.
Like I can see your titty.
Like prime example, I'll go back to the club one. I would never tell if I had a girlfriend. I would never tell her you can't go to the club. That would show that I'm insecure. I'm supposed to trust that you can go to the club. Now, at the same time.
Yep. Okay.
Wait, hold on. At the same time, it falls onto her having a lot of high self-awareness. Like, if she can't really control herself when she drinks, then she should know, don't go to the club with her friends.
Right.
So it falls on both of you two on high self-awareness of each other. I don't think that, I wouldn't tell my woman you can't go to the club because then that looks like I'm insecure.
But what
but
if
at the same time, she won't put you in that position to be insecure if she has high self-awareness.
Right.
So it falls on both of you.
I agree. What if it's not where you're insecure, but like you're responsible for her safety?
Why are you not putting responsibility on her?
I'm saying before it even gets to that
okay,
point.
Okay, can I say this? Men and women ultimately are programmed very, very differently. Mm-hmm. Women don't see as far ahead as men do.
They don't detect threats good at all.
At all. Like it takes training and I can totally agree with this. I agree. Men, the way that you guys see things, you guys can predict, you know, you can tell from like 3, 4, 5 actions that this is who this person is. That's why mm-hmm. you guys are able to make clean breaks with women that you like. When they do certain things you don't like, you can tell, like, for example, you're dating
somebody.
I thought
women were smarter than men.
I'll give you an example, dog.
Isn't that what they say?
But ultimately, your brains are programmed. your brains are programmed differently. Women sometimes do things just out of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Our emotions guide us. We are pumped full of hormones, way more hormones than you guys will ever mm-hmm. be pumped. And so men, you guys kind of have a clear vision of things and how things are going to go down and how things are going to play out when it comes to certain things. Mm-hmm. Like, again, like with certain actions of a woman, you can tell, you know, this is who this woman is. I can't function with her. I do like her, but this is, at the end of the day, this is who she is and I don't like these things. And you can cut somebody off. Whereas a woman is going to continue dating somebody because, you know, he still has these red flags, but she just sees the potential because she's attached to that emotion. And so women make decisions off of emotion rather than rationality.
Let me give you an example. I was DJing at a place it's monsters and animals in there, a dangerous place, right? And I had this beautiful Puerto Rican woman that I was talking to pull up, bro, in a mini dress, titties out, ass out, and animals in this club, bro.
She didn't know what she was doing?
Bro, why did you wear this? And she's mad. That why are you insecure that I'm wearing this? Da, da, da. So I'm like, bro, you don't understand. We're walking out. Guess what happens? Some dude grabs her ass. Literally while I'm walking to my car. Now I'm here like, this is how men get killed. Because women that are naive, they can't detect threats. Now I'm here like, damn, I'm not this girl's boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not responsible. At the time, I decided not to. I opted out. I'm like, I'm not about to fight three dudes right now. Because, you know what I'm saying? But that was her fault for putting me in harm's way. You know what I'm saying? Because she wasn't... It's not about, you can wear what you want, but like protect yourself. Like know what you're getting into. You know what I mean? Like
self-awareness.
Yeah. So it doesn't come from insecurity. It comes from being aware of the environment and what can happen and the chances of threat detection and knowing like, is it worth, you know, if we go to live, that's cool. But if we're in the hood or we know something is about to go down, we're, you got to be smart, you know, and women don't have that in their brain, you know, because they know the men are the ones that are gonna have to fight.
I'll end on this, but to make it quick, I was dating this girl a couple years ago, and I was kind of put in a situation like that where, you know how it is in Miami, like girls going on boats and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I was, bro, it's crazy. This girl told me, I've never been insecure or nothing. This girl told me, she was like, I'm going out with one of my friends. She got invited to a boat. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Go on the boat, do your thing. Out of curiosity, I asked, like, who's going to be on the boat? It was a whole soccer team. All dudes. So now I got to come from a place where it might look like I'm being insecure. But like, bro, I'm not going to put you in that situation. To
on
be
a boat where she can't leave with alcohol and a bunch of men that want
to, That's just dumb on my part. So I
understand. What if she wanted to be there?
Then I know where I stand. I'd be like, all right. But if we don't have that talk, if I'm just like, oh yeah, go ahead, do your thing. You already know what's going
to
happen.
You're a bad boyfriend if you just let her go do her thing. You're not insecure. You're not, bro. Women don't get that, though, bro. Women don't get that, though.
If she did go, I have to trust that she would respect me, but I wouldn't even put myself in that situation. Mm-hmm. It's a boat with 10 dudes and 3 girls.
Do you think, like, a good woman would never put you in that position?
Absolutely.
To not feel insecure?
She would know better.
So you're holding her responsible?
And vice versa too. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We gotta keep each other in check.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, let's not even put our hands close to the fire. Why do that?
Yeah. Anyways. It was fun. Definitely got crazy at the end, but we love it. That's what we do.
No, I like this. You got some interesting takes for real.
Thank you.
I like it.
Is there anything y'all want to promote?
Instagram, Casey Chops, KCCHOPZ. I appreciate you guys having me. Hopefully we could do my podcast too soon.
Yes,
and
definitely.
You guys come to Miami, we'll knock out an episode. Follow my podcast as well, MIA on the Rocks on Instagram. And yeah, appreciate it, guys. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely.
Rose. I am Allie Rose, IAMALLYROZE.
And again, it's your boy Chris. You can follow me on IG at Mathis 023.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's your boy Kaz. You can follow the IG CAZ_0. By God, do it every time. Don't go nowhere.
Nowhere.
Because the only way to get out of here is we got to promote this beautiful podcast. I can't abide with y'all podcast. All platforms. Instagram, YouTube, TikTok,
subscribe.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
like.
Google's, all that good stuff.
We everywhere.
I like how you have the compression settings like super like high so you could like whisper and it's like loud. You'll be in your suave voice. You'll be like, hey guys, we're here, second episode.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Let me tap into my DJ career real quick. You know what I'm saying? Where the ladies at, man? You know?
Call 1-800 Wet Butt, we here.
Appreciate y'all.